Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Tre'Davious White, the Bills cornerback. And this is where, remember I told you about the Neanderthal football fans, that there's that level of them? Well, they're going after Tre'Davious White. Why? Because White now has opted out for the 2020 season. So fans now are giving White and his family some grief over. And so he claps back here and says, crazy that me choosing my family's well-being over a game comes with so-called fans attacking and questioning me and saying I'm selfish. So White tweeted this out this morning. No, you guys are selfish for thinking that football is bigger than life. And oh, by the way, my girl's grandfather passed away from COVID. Do you understand now? And this is where the Neanderthal football fan comes from. They are the same people that were in the Colosseum back in the Roman gladiator days, watching the gladiators die on the Colosseum floor with the lions. Same thing. I mean, this is anybody that wants to, you're not being selfish. You're being smart. You're being thoughtful. That's what this mask is for. So you protect others because you may be sick. So that way you're not breathing on others and you're not spitting on others. And one thing we've all learned, that while we're talking, even though spit isn't coming out, and that happens to everybody, right? You ever been talking with your buddy, you're arguing, whatever, and there's like a little spitball that comes out and lands on you, and you're like, hey, come on, man. You know, you've seen that, right? So, but now we know that you don't need to literally see the spitball. They come out as you're talking. So that's what this mask is for. It's for you to protect others, mainly. Sure, it might protect you too, but it's really to protect others more than anything else. So Tre'Davious White is choosing to do something to protect himself and protect his family. And you've got, again, the Neanderthal. I'm telling you, there's a section of football fans that it's like they think football is the only thing that matters in life, and that everything else has to take a backseat to it. Or, of course, you've got to entertain me, because that's what I don't care if you're risking your life. You're getting paid for it, and you're gonna entertain me. That's the attitude they have, and that's what he's dealing with. No player, nobody on any business should be questioned about this, okay? Because we're all different. You know, and a lot of people have to deal with medical issues. Look, he's got it. I've got it. We're here. We're working. Now, we work and we are still working in conditions that at least, you know, create an environment for us to continue to do it. But if we had to do it amongst 100 people, then I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't do the show. I'd stay in studio the entire time. You know what I mean? But I'm not. We're here. We're by ourselves. We're here in the lobby, but nobody's really hanging around us. So it's relatively safe. But that's how we have to approach things. And the people that can't go to work because of medical issues, I mean, if they've got somebody home, can you blame somebody for not wanting to bring COVID home if they've got somebody that's got pre-existing conditions? Of course not. So any moron that is questioning Tre'Davious White is just a selfish loser at this point. That man's looking out for his family. See, Tre'Davious White is the kind of person you admire. That's what you should be saying as a fan. Hey, I'm sorry that you're not playing. I'm sorry I'm not going to see you do your thing this year, but I respect it, man. You know, and to know that somebody in his family already passed away from COVID, he's already experienced it. That young man, do you think, knowing how he's been around football players, he knows how they think, He knows that there's going to be a couple knuckleheads that are going to bring COVID in and spread it. And then, God forbid, he goes and gives it to his grandmother. He already lost his grandfather. Do you think that guy wants that on his conscience? He doesn't care what he's going to make this year. It's more important for him not to kill somebody in his family. Wow, what a concept. God bless him, man. I hope everything works out for him this year. I hope nobody gets COVID in his house. I hope he stays healthy. But I still hope the Dolphins kick the Bills' ass. That has nothing to do with it. But I wish him the best. And I admire him for making a really tough choice. Because he's a young guy. But again, he's a young guy. He's got a whole career in front of him. But don't worry, the Bills will want him badly next year. They'll want him back in a big-time way. Ah, a little Super Chat action. Man of 1,005 holes. The first Super Chat of the day. Thank you, sir. Thank you, my brother. He says, I'm now craving a Butterfinger donut. Thank you. Oh, a Butterfinger donut. Wow. That is crafty. They had a caramel honey donut yesterday. I didn't get it, but damn, that thing looked good. Like, it looked delicious, bro. That place was dangerous. I'll say the donuts I did see there, wow. And I went at the end of the day, so they were already kind of low on donuts at that point. But, man, they look good. Holy moly. Herman says no audio. You guys are getting no audio. Says cutting. I don't know what to do, guys. Reach out to him again, bro. Send him like 8. Or maybe, you know what? Ask here at the receptionist to reach out to the IT people for you. And maybe they'll, because maybe he's not here. And we need to get somebody that's in the building now. Let's see, Rosendo, I start teaching in 2 weeks, and if the audio just keeps in and out for Big O, I just can't imagine what my virtual world will be when I'm teaching interactive. let's see. This shows that some fans don't understand the sacrifices these players have to make and how this pandemic is serious. Well, that's why we're in the middle of the pandemic, because we have too many people that don't take this serious. And that's why they create a bigger problem for all of us. That's definitely the issue here. So, yes. Okay. We're looking into it. We'll try to fix all the audio issues here. And it's not the audio issues. It's the internet issues. That's all it is. Something's going on with the internet. And it's probably needs to be restarted. It's probably what it is. NorCal says, I hear audio good. All right. All right. As long as it's coming in good right now, that's a good thing. But the fact that it's cut out a few times, may be. And when it's one person, I don't worry as much. But when multiple people are sending it, then that's when you have to be a little bit concerned. So I appreciate all of you out there for reaching out to us. But anyway, I feel bad for Tre'Davious White, man. I just think I just find that to be a classless way of people acting for a guy like that.